This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The National Rifle Association today wraps up its annual meeting in Philadelphia. Yesterday, the nation's largest gun group elected actor Charlton Heston as its new president. The NRA is also gearing up for a new round of legislative battles to oppose gun control measures. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Perhaps the low point for the NRA's image problem was 1995, when former President George Bush ripped up his membership card after one of their mailings referred to federal agents as jackbooted thugs. The NRA later apologized, but that and the group's fierce opposition to any new restrictions on gun purchases has led some to view them as militant and extreme. As an actor, Charlton Heston tried to save the planet from vicious apes and received the word of God in the Ten Commandments. He told NRA members he'll now go to work repairing the group's tarnished image.
Too many gun owners think we've wandered into some fringe of American life and left them behind. I can tell you why they think that. Year after year, lie after lie by the press and the politicians who are hook, line, and sinker stupid about lock, stock, and barrel freedom. I promise you, we will win back our rightful place in the mainstream of American political debate.
But the NRA may face a changed political debate after several recent school shootings. Some public health officials and even police officers said the rampages show that too many guns are too easily available to children. But the NRA's top lobbyist, Tanya Metaxa, says it shows only that messed up kids do bad things.
These were premeditated crimes by people who are evil. And it's very, very difficult to look into the face of a youngster and see evil. But unfortunately, that's where we are. What we have to stop doing is allowing gratuitous violence in our media, in television, in the movies. What we have to do is start looking at the root causes of criminal activity.
But there was little discussion of TV violence or the root causes of crime at the NRA's convention. What the convention did offer kids was the Winchester Rifle Company's virtual shooting gallery. Children lined up for a game called Total Recoil to take shots at electronic images of animals. Critics were quick to point out that there was little on the NRA's conference agenda that dealt with kids and their access to guns.
I think very few Americans buy the NRA's line that guns don't kill, kids do.
Josh Sugarman directs the Violence Policy Center. He believes the Heston-led PR campaign, including new glossy ads, will not overcome the facts of gun violence in America.
Where they may have sort of a short, you know, sort of giddy high after this meeting, hoping that Charlton Heston is going to save them, there's too much going on outside the NRA's insular world. The 36,000 people who die each year from firearms, the type of death and injury we're seeing in our cities, and that's the thing that's going to drive most Americans, not the NRA's ability to use an actor as a new pitch spokesperson for the organization.
The NRA's next legislative fight is trying to stop part of the federal Brady Bill, which requires a waiting period to buy handguns. This fall, an instant check system is scheduled to be in place. The NRA says they'll try to defeat efforts to track the names of those who purchase handguns, as well as plans to charge for registering them, a move the NRA calls a gun tax. Many NRA members, such as Tom Thompson, are eager to oppose such measures. Thompson says where he lives in upstate New York proves the enduring power of the right to bear arms.
Because now you have to guess who's armed and who isn't. And when someone comes to Buffalo to visit at the prison and their car breaks down, and if they want to try something bad, they're not going to. They're scared to death. We're hicks. We're loaded with guns. They have to pick who's armed and who isn't. They stay away from Attica, New York.
As the convention wrapped up, several mayors met with gun manufacturers to try to convince them to implement voluntary changes, including trigger locks and other safety measures. And in a legal strategy similar to efforts against the tobacco industry, Philadelphia's Mayor Ed Rendell may sue gun makers over the cost of gun violence. But the NRA says it would oppose such a suit, just as they're against attempts to restrict the number of gun purchases in the city. Both are moves by the NRA that Philadelphia's police commissioner, John Timoney, calls absurd.
The mayor, God bless his soul, is trying to get a reasonable piece of legislation passed that would limit the purchases of guns to one a month. And, I mean, what is the big deal? Well, I don't even know why you would need one a month, but I'm willing to, if the mayor wants to settle for one a month, I'm willing to settle for one a month with him. I would say one a year, but, you know, that's me. I'm a radical. So I live with one a month, but I just find the whole eye around this thing insane.
Charlton Heston countered that any limit on gun purchases would lead to even more restrictions. It's an argument they've used many times before. The NRA left Philadelphia with a new president, but with the same defiant message. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Philadelphia.